So be there Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, here on Studio A on Revolution Radio, and learn what's really going down.
Like a little honey on the lone highway. Left me for another on the lone highway. They killed Dirty Dog McGee on the lone highway.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they a government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human being!
A time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Ray, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the machine that is grinding the machine into bits. Yes, a little bit of Pink Floyd always is a good way to start off the show. I'm your host, Dr. H. Ruad. Yes, coming back live 2020, live from the mountains of Utah. Golly, it's been a great little sabbatical. I've been 2 weeks in the desert. Yeah, I've had recovered from major surgery. That's okay. I'll tell you one thing that you do really get to appreciate when you're, you know, sitting there coming out of anesthesia and realizing you just had your hip replaced. Man, I tell you, what a great blessing those wonderful nurses are. Man, they're just there to help you and to make sure you're doing just fine. And it's, man, it's just wonderful to have a well-trained nurse that knows what is going on and cares about her job and doing the job right. And I just, you know, I just love the nursing staff that did help me. I was only in the hospital overnight and went home. And my own wife, Joan, is one of the best nurses ever. And my little granddaughter is I call her Nurse Mila, because she's always there helping me get ice changed and bringing me drinks and making sure that I take my Tylenol. I'm not taking any opiates, folks. Just a few Tylenol help with the pain. It's been 2 weeks. And thank you so much for all of the emails sending and asking me how I'm doing, telling me that I missed. I appreciate that so well. And thank you, Burdock. Thank you, Philip. Thank you, Jim, and everybody for filling in as you so capably do. Thank you so much. I appreciate you so much. And the show, I've got nothing but, again, is positive feedback about everything you've said and done. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest on the story behind the story tonight is another star nurse, registered nurse, a forensics nurse. I would say the forensic nurse. Her name is Rachel Seller with a C, C-E-L-L-E-R. Check out her website, folks. It's theforensicnurse.org. Check out her website. Check out her works. Rachel is our guest tonight, folks, and she'll be joining our grand boys in the Philippine Islands. Philip's standing by, and Burdock is standing by with a lot of input and questions, I'm sure. This is an incredible topic because, man, you know, no matter how you slice it, the bigger the hoax, the more incredible and harder it is to keep the lie under wraps. I mean, come on, people. Wake up. Use your God-given senses. We've been saying this since the beginning of this last January when this whole silly hoax story broke. We've been trying to tell the truth. Yes, we thank you for all the hookups and all the people worldwide, the folks in the – I mean, I, as far as I know, this is the only radio show that was banned in Australia because we're getting too many people waking up to the lockdown in Australia this last summer, which was wintertime, flu season, if you will, in Melbourne. Man, I got some incredible news that the Australian Health Ministry shut us down in the middle of one of our broadcasts. It was quite an amazing thing. We have connections usually totaling about 500,000 connections worldwide. So we thank you for tuning in. Thank you for the simulcast. Thank you, the Goldwater Network, and that comes from the hard Burdock and Philip. My goodness, we wouldn't be nearly where we are today without you. And of course, we originate the show out of Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. We've been on the air here for, it's been about 5 years now. Thank you, Revolution Radio. Again, there is no corporate sponsorship. You don't have to break every 20 minutes for some corporate nonsense jargon coming on. This is all funded by you, the listening audience. Revolution Radio has no sponsorship, no advertisers. They're completely dependent upon donations, and that means people just giving them what they can, when they can. Simple little thing. Even subscribing to the archives is wonderful. So, golly, without further ado, welcome to the show, Rachel Sellers, registered nurse to the forensic nurse. How are you tonight, Rachel?
I'm so thankful that you invited me to come on, and I'm very excited to share some anointed words.
Well, thank you. You're coming to us live from the East Coast, actually down south in Florida, in the Tampa area. You've expressed the need, you know, things are getting crazier by the minute down there. You feel like you need to kind of get out of Dodge and head out of town, you know. The sad reality is it doesn't much matter where you go anymore. The craziness is everywhere. I've traveled across the Midwest. Every place you stop along Interstate 70 and I-80, all points north, south, east, and west, it's the same absolute nonsense. You got to wear a mask. You got to social distance. You've got to do all this. You got to, or you're going to be arrested by the police who have the role to play to make sure you conform. So, Rachel, you know, you're doing a great work wherever you are, where you're planted. I just want to say that. And I know you're a strong Christian lady, and that's wonderful because it really is a spiritual battle. Truth is Jesus Christ. He is the truth, the way and the life. There's no lies in him. It's not possible for him to lie. But on the other side of the coin, the adversary is nothing but lies, and this whole gambit, this whole absolute foul pandemic is nothing but one lie after another, piled higher and deeper. That's a PhD of lies, piled higher and deeper. Rachel, what in the world caused you to give up your career as a forensic nurse, starting out with the Navy? and now kind of being the whistleblower that you are. Tell us your story, please.
Well, I'll give you the short version. I graduated high school and went straight into the United States Navy, and I became a hospital corpsman. And my job was labor and delivery, where I would inject the newborn babies with hepatitis B, vitamin K, synthetic. I was 18. I didn't know anything about what I was doing. I also remember people leaving in boot camp on crutches, going paralyzed from the shots. My brother almost died from a flu shot. He's autistic. He's 18. He is nonverbal, does not speak. And I became awakened to the truth because of what happened, but also I learned to trust God, and I questioned everything. And I've always been that way. And what I want to say is that it's one big delusion, and academia and the scientific community is basically the programming of society, the lies, the propaganda. And when I was in nursing school, basically, I snapped right at the end, because what they were teaching us was to medicate and ignore the root cause of why people were ill, drug them, electroconvulse their brain for mental illness. And when I asked, why aren't we testing for neurotransmitters and deficiencies, my instructor looked at me and she says, now remember, this is Western medicine. And it was like this chilling revelation. So basically, I realized that I wasn't going to push any of the shots. I wasn't going to give the drugs, because I felt like I was poisoning everyone. And we basically were. So I started to investigate the ingredients in the vaccine. And not only that, my first video that I ever did on YouTube went viral around the world, and it's called Cancer-Laced Vaccines. And I basically read right out of the insert, and the Corvelva study, the mutagenic, the aborted fetal cells, and saying that this is cancer because immortalized and continuous cell line means cancer. See, people don't read. They just inject. They just follow orders, and they don't truly read and use their own brain to think. You have to question everything. So it's all of it is one big lie, propaganda, and they want you to regurgitate it on everybody. So the bottom line is this. I walked out of my clinical nursing job where I was doing IV infusion, even because I found that there was nanotechnology in the IV fluid and also in the sterile items like the vitamins, the B12, there's hamster ovary cell culture. All of it has been tainted and basically corrupted. It's all sorcery. And it's just shocking because Christians, people who say they know God, have no business wearing a mask and partaking in vaccine genocide, whether they're giving or receiving, because we have to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And God gave us a sound mind, not a spirit of fear. So we need to be walking in authority. And one thing is, my faith has, I guess, allowed me to have a revelation, because I trust God. I don't trust idols. I don't make my covenant with science and Hippocrates. I had to break all of that off, taking the Hippocratic oath. I had to undo all of that. And God showed me that the shots were the sorcery from Revelation 18, for by thy sorcery, all the nations were deceived. The same pharmacist in UK and Australia, just like on every corner here, are just genociding people, pets, and everything. One cancer-laced shot at a time.
Wow, that's a short version. I want the long version. Well said. Well said, Rachel. So let me just start dissecting what you found out, because your journey overlaps mine in such an amazing way. I wish my original co-host could be here with us. His blog that he's named labvirus.com. We really keep going on in his name, Alex Studer. Alex Studer, I believe, had a very, it's this very sad situation. We miss him greatly. He would just love what you have to say about what goes on in the vaccine. And again, as an activist, he does it because he knows this is a crime against humanity, as simple as that. And you said it so very well, Revelation chapter 18, by the sorceries all the nations of the earth deceived. If you go back into the original Greek of the book of Revelation, even the Greek writings that are found in the extant existing texts of such Pauline letters as the letters to the Romans, we find the word in the Greek for sorceries that's been interpreted by the King James and other scholars literally is the word in Greek pharmakia, literally meaning pharmacy, where we get pharmacist from. That is in the very root of it, the word sorcery. So in Revelation 18, by your pharmacies are the whole nations deceived. And for better or for worse, folks, we look as a Western society on medical doctors and the white coats and the stethoscope as being a sort of idolic priest. They have godlike status. What they say, we must believe. We don't question. We don't ask. And so I think this is one of the reasons why this foul pandemic has got such an amazing foothold. They keep trotting out ferret faces like Fauci and other medical doctors, and they declare something to be from Johns Hopkins, which is a lie, by the way. Bloomberg School at Johns Hopkins is not Johns Hopkins University. Far from it. Far, far from it. But they make the people believe it's the iconic Johns Hopkins Center of Research. Folks, this has got to stop. It has got to stop. Now, this has gone way beyond any semblance of reality. It's getting surreal.
Do you remember the Milgram experiment?
Yes.
You know, you're talking about the white coats and the power of the white coats. You remember the Milgram experiment, right? In the 1950s, they had a guy with a lab coat on in a room saying, press this button. There's somebody in another room and you're going to shock them. It's going to send them an electrical jolt, a shock. And, you know, there's like levels of shock and it keeps going up. And there's a point at which the machine tells you that they're in danger of their life. And the person on the other side of the wall, of course, is part of the experiment. And they start screaming and, oh, my God, I've got a weak heart. Stop, please, please, no. But this guy, this doctor, is wearing a white coat. And he's telling you, no, 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 no. It's just an experiment. They already signed the release form. It's okay. Just go ahead. Yeah, people will really literally, you know, I did a story for the Goldwater this week about, you know, corporate propaganda and mentioned how much news Bill Gates buys. Remember, like 15 years ago, Bill Gates was that guy with the antitrust lawsuits. And now he's a medical expert. You know, Columbia Journalism Review pointed out how it's kind of weird that he went from being like, you know, this like not a very trustworthy guy to all of a sudden this guy with no medical expertise is being considered an expert on vaccines, which nobody, hardly anybody ever mentions the fact that, you know, he is an investor in Pfizer and Merck. And these companies that are developing the vaccines that he's pushing. He's got these nonprofits that are pushing vaccines that he's invested in. That's not nonprofit. You know, if you make millions or billions off of your nonprofit, it's not a charity.
Amen. Well said. Yes, indeed. People do look at the white-coated doctors as the new priestcraft. It's just a fact of the matter. And yet I really put a lot of the blame on a very, shall we say, corrupt is the only word I can best describe, a mainstream media, because there's no longer any sense of investigative journalism in the true sense, objective. I mean, is there any story at all in the mainstream media, the MSNBCs, ABC, NBC, CNN, any type of study showing what the polymerase chain reaction test is really all about? I mean, that's the basis of this entire shutdown. It's the reason why we see empty sports stadiums, why we see college athletics suffering, everybody having to wear these silly, silly masks because they're testing with PCR testing. Now, this is just breaking in from a correspondent, Peter Andrews. Now, Peter is part of our network. He's an Irish science journalist and writer. He's based in London, England. He has a background in life sciences, graduated from the University of Glasgow with a degree in all things genetics. Peter Andrews put out this paper, this article just today. It just picked up. Russia Today put in, it's credit, but the mainstream media so far, from London Times to New York Times to LA Times, they're behind the times. Man, they're just flat out ignoring what Peter Andrews wrote. Let me share this with you because it's so important, and I want the listeners to check this out. Please don't take our word for it. Check it out. Ask the questions. Our guest tonight, Rachel Sellers, has asked these questions. We're just going to be reinforcing 100%, 110% her findings. Here's what Peter Andrews writes, quote, four German holidaymakers were illegally quarantined in Portugal after one of the four was judged to be positive for COVID-19. They have won their case in a verdict that condemns the widely used PCR, again, PCR stands for polymerase chain reaction test, as being, quote, up to 97% unreliable. Yep, folks, well, you're right. Quote, earlier this month, Portuguese judges upheld a decision from a lower court that found the forced quarantine of four holidaymakers to be unlawful. The case centered entirely on the reliability or lack thereof of COVID-19 PCR tests. The verdict, delivered on November 11th, followed an appeal against a writ of habeas corpus filed by the four Germans against the Azores Regional Health Authority. This body has been appealing a ruling from a lower court which had found also in favor of the tourists who claimed that they had been illegally confined to a hotel without their consent. That's kind of what kidnapping isn't. The tourists were ordered to stay in the hotel over the summer after one of them tested positive for coronavirus in a PCR test. The other three were labeled close contacts and therefore made to quarantine as well. The deliberation of the Lisbon, Portugal Appeal Court is comprehensive and totally fascinating. It ruled that the Azores Regional Health Authority had violated both Portuguese and international law by confining the Germans to the hotel. The judges also said that only a doctor can, quote, diagnose someone with a disease. And so we're critical of the fact that they were apparently never assessed by one. Okay, do you get that, folks? Only a doctor can legally diagnose a disease. Yet here we have university officials. Here we have NFL officials. Here we have Major League Baseball officials administering these tests willy-nilly. And if it comes back positive, oh, you're quarantined. This has got to stop. The article goes on. They were also scathing about the reliability of the PCR, polymerase chain reaction test, the most commonly used check for COVID worldwide. The conclusion of their 34-page ruling included the following quotes. In view of current scientific evidence, this test shows itself to be unable to determine beyond reasonable doubt that such positivity corresponds, in fact, to the infection of a person by the SARS-CoV-2 virus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, court barristers. Thank you, Lisbon. Good heavens, I've been saying this. You guys know this. How many times have I been saying this over the course of the summer? I've been screaming it from the rooftops since April, since March, since February. PCR testing is not a diagnostic. It's a scientific method. Polymerase is an enzyme that proves the exosome theory that your body produces these coronaviruses on your genome section of your DNA. Good hell, people. I mean, I'm livid over this because, I mean, I have had so much hate mail, so many death threats. Yeah. People telling me to shut the blankety blank up. You're putting people at risk. I've been censored. Folks, I'm just telling you the truth. The PCR test is ridiculous. And it keeps going on and on and on and on. The federal government of the United States pays each state an amazingly large amount of money for every positive PCR test that scientifically is proven to be 97% unreliable. That's called fraud. F-R-A-U-D, folks. Let me go on with Mr. Andrews, and then I'll let Rachel give her thoughts on it. In the eyes of this court, then, a positive test does not correspond to a COVID case. The two most important reasons for this, said the judges, are that, quote, the test's reliability depends on the number of cycles used, and that, quote, the test's reliability depends on the viral load present. In other words, there are simply too many unknown variables surrounding PCR testing. Yes, yes, yes. This is not the first challenge to the credibility of the PCR test. Many people will be aware that their results have a lot to do with the number of amplifications that are performed or the cycle threshold. The number in most American and European labs is 35 to 40 cycles. But experts have claimed, and I'm one of these experts, folks, that even 35 cycles is far too many, and that a more reasonable protocol would call for 25 to 30 cycles. See, here in Utah, in Silicon Slopes, they came up with their own PCR test and their own analysis machine, and they set it at 20 cycles, 20 cycles. And they were getting, yes, 65% less positive tests. And so the FDA came in Utah, and banned them because they weren't having enough positive tests. And, you know, the complicit medical establishment in Utah said, yeah, we like that idea because the more tests we have, we get $98,000 from the feds into our pockets, our back pockets, to spend as we want for every positive test. How corrupt can this possibly be? Earlier this year, data from three U.S. states, New York, Nevada, and Massachusetts, showed that when the amount of the virus found in a person was taken into account, up to 90% of people who tested positive could actually have been negative. They may have been carrying only tiny amounts of the virus. And this, again, goes back, and I'll just break off here, folks. That's assuming there is even a SARS-CoV-2 virus, because there really is no proof that even exists. Think about it. We're told that SARS-CoV-2 is the origins of this thing, but, you know, I said this from the very beginning, and as early as February, I called the CDC in Atlanta, Georgia, directly and said, why is there not a petri dish? Why is it not in the NIH database like you would with West Nile virus or Zika or HIV or rabies or on and on and on and on? If there's no pathogen isolated and to set up a blood test, you cannot call a pandemic. You just can't do it. It's absolutely the smoking gun here, folks. Because you,
it's
don't
a credit
you see?
To how tricky it is. That's what it is. It's such a tricky virus. No one has ever been, like, people can, it's like a, like, you know how, like, squids, a giant squid has never been seen alive? People can catch the virus, but you can't catch the virus under a microscope. That's the trick.
It's a ghost virus. It's very sneaky. Well said, Philip. Rachel, you know, we've been talking so much on the phone, and let me just tell you, listeners, I met Rachel for the first time by means of the Vaccine Information Coalition, April Renee, and her wonderful work she's done. She told me months ago about your incredible work, Rachel, and how you're just on fire for the truth. And so I was so privileged to be a co-host with her Monday when we interviewed you on the show. Fantastic job. You know, you are going through, you know, a crisis your own self right now. I hope you don't mind me telling your story a little bit, and you can fill it into the blanks. But you're the man that you've grown to love. Your good friend for 5 years as a pharmacist, and you're kind of splitting the path, Mark, because he doesn't seem to want to listen to the dangers inherent in this RNA vaccine. Let's talk about that, if you will. But comment on this Andrews piece. Go ahead.
I need to just back up real quick, and let me reintroduce myself. My name is Rachel Seller. I go by the forensic nurse. I expose medical crime, one misdiagnosis at a time. I teach covenant health and healing according to the Holy Bible. And God gave me a revelation about something. I actually went to nursing school and graduated a $35,000 program, not knowing if I would get a license because I was a convicted felon. So I took a leap of faith and I wanted to be a nurse. And I look back and I'm like, I didn't know what I was signing up for because I didn't know God then. But I put my faith in God and I trusted that I would get licensed to give poison, right? But what God showed me was that you can only serve one master. And the problem with all of this stuff is that people that say they know God are not basically science and doctrines of devils. They're the foundation is built on lies. And if you say you know God, then your eye should be good to see and your discernment should be there and you should be skilled in discerning the truth from the lie. But if I give you a vaccine insert and I ask you to read it, you're not even going to know what you're looking for. People that say they know God and they take the Hippocratic Oath, they have made a covenant with science and pharmakia. And I said, I can't poison these people. My spirit was convicted. So I literally had to run away from the pill cart and every direction. And I found myself just fleeing, running away. Okay. So my boyfriend of 5 years is a pharmacist and he's been vaccinating kids 3 and up now because that's what they do. That's a new thing. And the grandparents are bringing the kids in the pharmacy and his hands were shaking. Okay. And I've been telling him for 4 years, he is literally under a spell, but it's not just him. Because if you choose to have a covenant with idols and science and doctrines of devils, and your allegiance is to that, you will be blind and you will be deaf. Basically, the body of Christ is weak and debilitated. They cannot see. They are blind and they are deaf. They have no discernment, no skill, because they have chosen to put the word, something above the knowledge of God, that you need this shot. And the doctor said, a diagnosis is based on the DSM, which is a big crock of lies and crafted. It's crafty language. So if you read the scientific papers, they are so crafty. And the wording that they use, you have to be trained forensically. You have to be trained to discern what they're saying because they're telling you to your face. But you have to dissect their language and their secret, their little canonical smiles, they call it, okay? Because if you go to the chemical websites and you look up all the ingredients, it's going to show you that everything you need to know. But you don't even know what you're looking for. Immortalized and continuous cell line means cancer. People are not thinking. They see the insert, but they can't understand what it says. They're literally under a spell because you can't be pro-God and pro-vaccine. And basically, we have to come out of this. So all of God's children, nurses, pharmacists, and you know every other medical professional, if they've taken the Hippocratic Oath, that needs to be broken off because that's a covenant, the Hippocratic Oath. And if you come into agreement with a diagnosis, basically, you're believing all the lies. And the whole foundation is built on lies. So basically, people are not holding every thought, running it through the lens of God. It's really sad because they can't understand anything about the PCR because from the most basic foundation level, they didn't catch the drugs. They didn't catch the vaccines. They didn't catch any of that stuff. And they just go around, we're poisoning everybody. And I said, I don't know what's in these bottles. And I said, this is straight up poisoning all of these people. It has nanotechnology I found in Cipro. Okay, I found it in everywhere, but it's crafty language written by crafty men, and their little program, the molecular biologists, use something called MOLEC. M-O-L-E-C. Everything is a mockery of God. So the divine sequence of your DNA is being corrupted and counterfeited. And basically, science is all doctrines of devils because it's a foundation of lies based on evidence based on basically evidence that all of it's a lie. Evidence-based what? Evidence-based fraud. The whole thing is a lie, and everybody just buys into it because they don't question. Their allegiance is, you know, to what the doctor said. They just follow orders. So they're not following God. And anyone who's wearing a mask, I would say that you're not following God. Anyone who puts a mask on their kids, because that's a spirit of fear. And I'm disappointed. I don't expect them to understand the PCR because they failed at the most basic level to question the foundation itself. And that's what God showed me in a revelation, that all of it, evidence-based medicine. What is that? Evidence-based on what? Everything and nothing that matters.
Well said. I told you guys, is she awesome or what? She's right on point.
Here's my question though, Doc.
What's that?
I just had a quick question. My question to you was, could I make my covenant and marry a man as much as I loved him? How could I submit to him to lead me if he can't even see? If his eye is bad, it says that your body will be filled with either light or darkness. Your eye is bad, so you can't see and you can't hear. How can I trust you? And you're deceived. You're deceived right from the beginning, okay? So how can I make my covenant and marry somebody knowing that they're genociding everyone? And I waited for him to wake up, but he is under a spell. And so is his work wife and every other store on the corner of happy and healthy lies.
You're right. It's the Bible tells us that you cannot be unequally yoked. Either you serve God or you serve Satan. If you can't see it together, if you're not united together, it's an unequal yoking. It just will not work eventually. So yeah, you got to just follow the spirit of God that's within you, Rachel, and you've done a good job of that. Continue on. I'm just saying that. Major Burdock, what are your thoughts? Let's hear from you. You're kind of muted out there. I'm sure your mind's probably racing. What do you think of that Andrew's piece?
Oh, right here, true. Yeah, and actually I have a segue from it. Major Burdock from the Goldwater, I'm the editor-in-chief over there. And we're looking at this is something that was deleted. So we deal with censorship and freedom of speech. And so when something gets published, especially from Johns Hopkins, which you were discussing earlier, and then suddenly deleted, we need to take notice. That's the type of news that we typically look at, because that's generally what's going to be true. So this study basically goes through and talks about how somebody with an innocent intention went in and was mathematically figuring out statistics regarding COVID deaths. And they discovered an anomaly, a very big one, because this has been going on for such a long time. We can now we've got enough data to pick these things up. And that one particular anomaly is that the death rate hasn't changed. The death rate for people who are people above the age of 65 has not changed. And you would expect during a pandemic that's for a virus that is targeting, that is killing all of the elderly, that you would see over this period of time with the millions, you know, they're talking about a million, you know, people, and at least at the very least hundreds of thousands in the U.S., that you would see that's significant enough to change. That number has not changed. So it's almost like we're not going to get into that, but it's almost like there's stuff in the ballot box here. Okay. I mean, there is something wrong. Okay. And these two people, groups of people are doing these two instances are I think probably promoting the same thing. And I can bring that.
You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right, Major. That's exactly right. I put this out earlier today. Exactly. You're right on point. This study, these two Johns Hopkins researchers went in fully to justify the pandemic numbers, thinking there would be this major discrepancy in or seeing much more death toll in 65 and older. And they found, to their shock, it was exactly the same curve as it was for the last 5 years. No change. And so that just brings the whole thing into question. Of course, it's the way you manipulate the numbers. And again, it goes back to the corrupt mainstream media. There is an agenda, clearly an agenda here. And the question then becomes, as Rich and I have discussed over this last week, what is that agenda? What are they trying to accomplish?
And I said it before. I mean, we've been talking about this for a very, very long time, before the virus, before all of it. And this segues perfectly into Rachel being our guest, and it's a pleasure to meet you, that this is good versus evil. I truly believe it. I really do.
You're right on. And Rachel, I started on Monday after the show that we did on Vaccine Information Coalition, the Vic group. It's Tuesday, Wednesday before Thanksgiving. I spent probably 10 hours a day, 20 hours dissecting, putting together a paper. I had 5-6 pages done on this because I'm just like, holy mackerel, wait a minute. This has got to be told. And I have a brand new computer with the Microsoft Word going up into the cloud, whatever the heck that is. And I saved it, put it the name on it, put it into that, came back to finish up today, this morning, for the show, to send it out to the group, and it's gone. It's flat out vanished, vamoosed off the air. The name of the file's there, I Am Legend was the name of the file. It's there, but nothing in it. Completely dumped. Now, is that just coincidence? I don't know. Folks, here's what I want to discuss on the show tonight. And really, I want Rachel to run with this because she can add a lot to it, I'm sure. I titled this paper, I Am Legend, and the subtitle, The Elitist Agenda for Mass Genocide. Now, when you start talking about this, the average person will look at you and says, oh, this is the worst of all conspiracy theories. Hey, I'm just reporting it. I'm just a reporter, folks. I'm a journalist at core. This is what this show is all about. It's an alternative journalist show. That's what you guys do at the Goldwater. You are journalists, okay? And you don't want to be censored, okay? And censorship is a key thing here. I put it in this paper. I redid it quickly. I put the basic points together. But I take as the premise of it, the scripture, Revelation chapter 9, verse 6, quote, and in those days, what are those days? Well, the early part of chapter 9 is the days when individuals, these locusts, these miscreant demons would have tails of scorpions, which in the Strong's Concordance tells us is just needles with toxic poison. Vaccines. In these days, the days of the toxic needles, the days of the toxic poisons, in these days shall men seek death and shall not find it. And they shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. What does that sound like to you, Rachel? Does that not sound like an undead vampire zombie? I mean,
okay, so here's what's happening. I was on LinkedIn for about, I think, 10 years. It's Facebook for grownups. And when all of this popped off, this whole narrative, basically LinkedIn was taken over and they gave me the boot. They pulled my account and I exposed the PCR. I was exposing Dr. Rashid Buttar and the things he was saying. I exposed the 5G was one of the biggest things. And they basically flagged every statement, every message between me. They actually went in my friend thing and unconnected me with certain people. They went in my messages and highlighted everything that I had said. So the agenda is to kill, steal, and destroy everything that is true and holy, okay? Because God is the spirit of truth, and there's only two kinds of people in the world. You either belong to God or you don't. There's no lukewarm, because lukewarm gets spit out. So where do you stand? And you can't be on the battlefield if you don't know who your enemy is, all right? So all these medical professionals, I love them. They're my brothers and sisters, but basically they're under a spell, and they can't see the truth. They're blinded by delusion and doctrines of devils, because their allegiance is to their doctor, the orders, the diagnosis, which is a curse, by the way, and all the whole thing. And they're not following, we're not following God, because God showed me I had to get away from it, that I couldn't give them the drugs anymore. So really, I should have never became a nurse. I said, I can't do this, because I wanted to get to the root of their problem. Healing and cure are forbidden. So all of this confusion, the enemy likes to confuse you. It's a big war game, and everybody's failing. If you have a mask on, you're not following God, bottom line. And I'm disappointed. I am angry, and I can only be so nice about it. If you have a mask on, you're walking in a spirit of fear, because they got your mind. God gave us a sound mind, and you're not able to analyze the information. And it's a freight train, and it's on the run. And basically everybody has failed the test. This was just a warm up. Okay. We're at war. There's a global agenda. The governments and the military will be used to wage war on their own people. You know why? Because they made covenants with the inhabitants of the land. God showed me not to vote. I never voted because I was a convicted felon. And then when I was allowed to vote, I said, well, why would I vote at all? I said, I'm not making a covenant. You know what vote means? It's vow, to vow. And then you have a contract, a binding contract. When you cast a ballot and you put your name on that ballot, if your name is in the book of life and heaven, what business does your name have on a ballot? Okay. And Trump with Operation Warp Speed and you know, all this stuff, you know, it's all division. So you have to come out of this, and we have to basically walk away from everything and be prepared to lose everything that we wanted, careers, money, whatever, to serve God, because the rug is being pulled out, and this is the day. And people, they're all failing. Basically, I look at people. I said, if they have a mask on their face, they are marked for death. That's what I say when I see them. I am the only one in my entire county that goes shopping in the grocery store for my food without a mask, and nobody says a word to me. They like being slaves. They are choosing to be a slave, okay? And it's a spirit of fear. And the other thing that I heard lately was vaccinating their pets with the rabies. You know what they said? Oh, it's law. It's the law. They said that they won't see my dog unless I get it. And they won't even stand up to that. And they won't stand up to a mask. What do you need guns and ammo for? You don't even know who your enemy is.
Well, amen to that. Yeah, golly, you know, we're almost to the end of the first hour already, and I don't want to jump into too deep into this I Am Legend angle of it, but I want to just give you some thoughts to think about as we go and segue into it, guys. You've all seen that movie, haven't you? 2007, I Am Legend with Will Smith. This was... I had interviewed a series of individuals on my live radio show back in 2005. This is when the U.S. Army came out and because of the Biological Reduction Act, they brought a large-scale incinerator here to Tooele, which is just west of the Great Salt Lake, where this massive amounts of biological weapons were stored underground, and they were in the process of incinerating them. There was huge amounts. And so the radio show that I did was interviewing people that were tied into that incineration process, asking if it was safe to have all of this refuse that's supposed to be, is it safe ash that's coming out of the scrubbers and settling over the Great Salt Lake, and the ducks and the wildlife, are they safe? You know, this type of thing. What I got was more than I wasn't expecting to hear, that there was a whole level underground that they would not be able to touch. The really nasty things are too valuable to incinerate. And I said, well, wait a minute. The order was to incinerate all biological weapons per the Biological Weapons Reduction Act. Well, who's going to say. And then I was told about the CIA being involved, the research in Fort Detrick in the 1950s, and the coup de grace, the grand bacillus that they had found and kind of stumbled upon that formed what's called prions. The prions are these indestructible protein strands that you can't even kill through autoclaves. I mean, this is what causes mad cow disease, okay, prions. That there was a bacillus that they were messing around with the RNA structures of this one cell organism. And they found that injecting it into animals and primates caused seizure, caused the heart and lungs to stop breathing, and for all intents and purposes, the animal was declared dead. But then, in a certain amount of time, the animal will start breathing again and start resuscitating itself and living. Except it had a whole different persona. Now it was, were like a guinea pig would suddenly become a carnivore pig. I mean, they would eat blood, and they would seek other blood to feast on. They absolutely, according to my this whistleblower that was telling me the story, and I was so blown away, I didn't know what to think about it at the time. They called it Bacilli vampiris, Latin for the vampire bacteria. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I said, how come the media doesn't know about it? How I said, well, the media is controlled, and they will not tell this story. It's above top secret. There were whistleblowers. There was a whistleblower that was head of this whole research group in Fort Detrick in 1952 who realized this was just like you, Rachel, just exactly like you realized, hey, wait a minute. This is not godly. This is not about country, not about protecting my American way of life against the communist invaders. No, this is a potential crime against all humanity. And so this man, Frank Olson, basically did what Martin Luther did. Penn just said, I'm not going to be a part of this, and typed, nailed a manifesto to the door, so to speak. And Frank Olson was immediately silenced, murdered, contracted out, thrown out of the 13th-floor hotel room, and killed. Now, there's a great documentary film out that's put out by Netflix. In case you're interested, folks, it's called Wormwood.
Wormwood. Yeah.
Wormwood tells a story. And Seymour Hersh, the great investigative journalist that broke through Deep Throat, right? The whole Watergate story, right? Seymour Hersh verified that there was something so heinous, so shocking, that Frank Olson had to be silenced by a contract killing. But Seymour Hersh couldn't elaborate any more than that. It was too horrendous. This ties into what I'm talking about. There is a viral bacillus research that can, the RNA, messenger RNA of this structure can in fact alter the DNA of other organisms, whether it's a guinea pig or a rhesus monkey or a chimpanzee or a human being. That's the reality. Now, according to my source, he also said there was a gentleman that try to get the information put out in the mainstream media. They couldn't do it even back then when there's only, there wasn't much controlled censorship by far. And so the gentleman put out a fiction book called I Am Legend in 1954, folks. And I said, oh my goodness, really? So I've dissected that 1954 book. And I'm telling you, I'm blown away by it. In the edition that I got from Amazon and the library edition, and the front of the book is an endorsement by none other than Dean Koontz, who wrote in 1981 The Eyes of Darkness. We're in the book of Eyes of Darkness.
I'm listening to that audiobook right now, actually. I started listening to that a few days ago. Wuhan 400.
Yeah.
And you know what? There's other things in that book. Like, it starts out, and the lady's talking about advertisement and how, we can see who went to this resort and what time they're anniversaries are. And I wonder if people would think it was creepy if they knew we had this kind of information. I'm like, this is 1981. This is almost 40 years ago. And now we have the internet era, right? Like Wuhan 400 is COVID-19. And whatever kind of things, creepy stuff that the marketers were doing then, we've got quantum, you know, we've got quantum computers crunching everyone's psychological and social profiles at, you know, petabytes per second. It's, yeah. Highly recommend Eyes of Darkness by Dean Koontz.
Here's Dean Koontz advertising on I Am Legend. He says, the most riveting and classic vampire novel since Dracula. That's from Dean Koontz, the author of 1981, The Eyes of Darkness. Folks, this is the work put out by these multi-generational Satanists. That's all I can tell you. I did a paper that was on my blog, which was, of course, lifted, going into the story of Bram Stoker. Bram Stoker was a correspondent, a very powerfully good correspondent for the London Times, and he uncovered a story from a tipster about this creepy count, the black nobility count from the old world of Romania, the area of Transylvania, that was had bought property in along the Thames River and was flat out involved in vampirism, drinking human blood. And he did a series of articles for the London Times, and they were rejected. Oh no, you can't be talking about this. This is old money. This is big time money. We can't do this. So Bram Stoker went ahead and did what appears like Richard Matheson did in I Am Legend, wrote a fiction account and called it Dracula. But it's based on fact, folks. It's based on historical fact. The character Van Helsing is a scientist that's tracking and trying to tell people that vampirism is real. And here in the pages of I Am Legend, Richard Matheson in chapter 1 says the power of the vampire, the power of the vampire is that nobody believes it's real. Folks, we've got to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. This is the story behind the story. Fasten your seatbelts. We're on a wild ride tonight. My guest tonight is Rachel Sellers, registered nurse. We'll be right back after these messages. Please, don't go away.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being!
Time! When the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
That's right here, Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
PhD, not the mad doctor, MD, PhD. Listen to the nurse as well, the forensic nurse. Listen to the voice of reason, folks. Listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit of God, because that's what we're talking about here today. The voice of truth will never, never be muted, folks, because at the end of the day, that's all there is. Lies fall away like ash, and truth is the pillar, is the rock. Folks, follow the logic of this thing. Please understand, I don't make these claims lightly. I don't write these papers lightly. I wish it wasn't true. I wish it wasn't the case. I wish I could just go and be happy and not worry about it, folks. There is such a thing as Agenda 21. By all intents and purposes, this is to start in the year 2021 and run roughly 9 years, according to their prognostications. The elite have built underground, massive underground bunkers, many of them in massive proportions. We talked about this in prior shows, guys, as you remember. The incredible multi-million dollar underground houses, all set to be off the grid, live very comfortably for up to 9 years, because in the year 2030, they fully intend to come back and start a whole utopian society. Now, folks, let me give you some quotes. This is from the paper that I've put out together. Top of the list, Mr. David Rockefeller gave a speech to the United Nations, and I put the link to a speech on the paper. David Rockefeller, quote, "The negative impact of population growth on all of our planetary ecosystem is becoming appallingly evident." He said this about 8 years ago, folks, about the same time that his own think tank came up with Operation Lockstep. Operation Lockstep to stop this problem, to install a global dictatorship, and to decrease the planet's population. Is what he wrote. and they would lockstep by means of a pandemic, engineered pandemic, not a true pandemic, an engineered one. Now, CNN founder Ted Turner quote, I'm not making this stuff up, folks. Check it out. You can look it up. Even Snopes, the fact checker nuts, okay, will verify these things. Ted Turner, CNN founder, you know, cable news network. Quote, a total population of 250 to 300 million people, a 95% decline from present levels would be ideal. Mr. Dave Foreman, Earth First co-founder, right? Quote, my three main goals would be to reduce human population to about 100 million worldwide, destroy the industrial infrastructure and see wilderness with its full complement of species returning throughout the world. Whoa, so sweet. Mr. Maurice Strong, quote, isn't the only hope for the planet that the industrialized civilizations collapse? Isn't it our responsibility to bring that about? And lastly, Mr. Michael Oppenheimer, who sits there in Princeton University's Woodrow Wilson School of Ecoscience, very powerful and very close mentor and friend to Mr. Eric Holdren, the chief science officer of Obama and Biden's initial misguided, miscreant 8 years, right? Michael Oppenheimer's quote, the only hope for the world is to make sure there is not another United States. We can't let other countries have the same number of cars, the amount of industrialization we have in the U.S. We have to stop these third world countries right where they are. Now, Michael Oppenheimer and Joan B. Holdren are very close friends. Do you realize that John Holdren in 1977 authored a book titled Ecoscience? Years ago, I read Ecoscience to see what their thoughts are and the thought process. I was sickened by it. He talks about forced abortion. He talks about going even one step further than the Chinese government. No, not just one child. No, to have sterilization be part of national policy, international policy, and only certain specialized, bright gene pools would be allowed to reproduce, and that would drop the population of the planet down into 2 to 3 billion. But even that's not enough. Okay, this is Eric Holdren, man. This is who do you think is advising Joe Biden today? The Washington Times just did an op-ed piece about who's the team, the transition team. Well, it's not Kamala Harris, folks. She's not smart enough. It's the likes of John P. Holdren and his Earth First group, and they're all about genocide. Folks, this is fact. This is not fiction. Read the book Ecoscience, 1977. It's just gotten more intense since then. Now, I ask you, Rachel Seller, I ask everybody listening to this, how in the HE double toothpicks are they going to do this? Nuclear war? No, the book of Revelation is very clear there too. In Revelation chapter 9, these miscreants, these locusts, these bugs, these demons, if you will, from the bottomless pit, they will never touch a grass, green grass. They'll keep the grass green. They'll keep the trees intact. They're all about the planet being so wonderfully preserved. It's there in Revelation chapter 9. No, the only way they can do it is like Bill Gates said in a TED talk. Well, if we use the right type of vaccine, we can accomplish our goals. And the World Economic Forum, folks, the WEF that meets every year in Brussels, Switzerland, this last January, their main theme was we have to put into place the Green Deal. We have to. By 2025, it's too late. It's the point of no return. We have to start dragging back human population. Now, that's the agenda. I can't see any other agenda, folks. They make it look like it's the curse. They make it look like we, as humans, are the virus, and this is the ecosystem striking us down. It's problem, reaction, solution. It's the Hegelian dialectic. They know they want to just drop the population. Again, the Georgia Guidestones at least have Georgia Guidestones says 500 million. No, we're talking, they want 100 million, 250 million. The Maurice Strongs and the John Holdrens of the world. Who made these people God? They're following the dark lord, death and destruction. Because life is God. Life is Jesus of Nazareth. He is the God of the life and the living, not dead and the dying. Do you see the differences? So crystal clear in my mind. My goodness, the vaccination, these children, child vaccinations, as Alex and I talked about many, many times in the wee hours of the morning, these vaccines for the kids, as heinous and as wrong as they are causing autism, all that, that's a dry run. It's getting people accustomed to be conditioned to have the, you know, 18 or more vaccines for these little ones and putting toxins in their bodies. It's conditioning them for, like the Lord of the Rings, the one ring to rule them all, the vaccine of all vaccines. Yes, the messenger RNA vaccine, mRNA-based vaccine. When you hear this, folks, you ought to have your blood should curdle. You should have skin's crawling, your hair standing on the back of your head. Messenger RNA, mRNA, is the pattern that follows what your DNA will eventually go to. Messenger RNA is the blueprint, okay? Now, the psalmist said this very clearly. Our bodies, we human beings, are fearfully and wondrously made. We are not evolved from some pond scum, folks. We're not a virus on this planet. We are the creation of God Almighty. Each individual has a unique gene structure. We have a unique gene point. We have a unique genome. We have a unique fingerprint. We're all sacred in God's eyes. Every human being has a mission and a role to play, every single one. And that's the message of life that the Bible and Jesus of Nazareth will always teach you. There's always room for you. You are needed. You are wondrous. You are awesome. Now go out and find Jesus. Find God. Find your mission. Find out what the vessel of clay that you built, that's built around you, is all about to do. Find your role in this niche, in this little wonderful world we have. It's a wonderful world, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a bad place at all. Only humans and Satan and demons can make it an evil place, a fearful place, a wrongful place. This vaccine that's coming is bad, bad news. I can't say it any clearer than that, folks. Messenger RNA. Now, let's look at who is the head of this. Now, this Arab American coronavirus czar. Oh, my goodness. It's all in this paper. I want it posted on the blog. Dominic, I sent it to you there. Let's get that posted up. The wolf in sheep's clothing. Man, where do you? Which rock do you uncover for these creepy crawly slime to roll out from? This guy, Dr. Slaoui, I call him Dr. Slay, you and I. Dr. Slaoui, Arab American, born in Morocco, okay, Belgium trained. This guy, you look in his eyes. His eyes are soulless, in my opinion. When I first saw him, that was for the first time over the weekend when he was announcing the first 20 million doses coming out and given to the first responders, the nurses, the doctors, the emergency personnel, my blood rank. I said, this man, by the very discernment spirit that's in me, this man has a demon, an entity. He is evil. I didn't know anything about him. I just saw his eyes. I went and started digging deeper, and sure enough, he's the head of vaccinations of GlaxoSmithKline. And during his tenure in the highest level of GSK there in London, he's in the heart of the massive scandal with the antidepressants that resulted in a $3 billion fine set out by the Justice Department. Read about it, folks. This is 2012. $3 billion, the largest fine against Big Pharma ever in the history. And if GlaxoSmithKline didn't miss a beat. They paid the $3 billion. Goes, oh, no problem. We made $30 billion off of these. We can pay 10% of this. It's not a problem. It's just a little bump in the road. But, you know, this Moncef Slaoui, Dr. Moncef, had to go into kind of forced retirement. He kind of had to, you know, pull in his, because he was, you can tell he's definitely involved in the fraud, the hoax. What fraud? Well, falsifying safety data, for one, and then lying about it, that it's not, that it's just, these drugs are safe and wonderful, no side effects, no yada, yada. And while tens of thousands of people are maimed and dead over it, folks, wake up. This is real. This is the guy that is in charge of Operation Warp Speed. This is the doctor that's going to be saying, it's okay, get your vaccine. Turn in your mask because you don't need it if you got a vaccine. Hey, if you want to fly on airplanes and Qantas airplanes, airlines, and made it is the first major airline to declare that without certification of vaccine, you won't be able to get on an international flight. That's the first one of many. It'll happen, folks. You don't get your vaccine, your mRNA vaccine, you can't do anything. You can't even go buy, sell, or trade. If this is not the biblical mark of the beast, I don't know what is. Folks, wake up. It's time. The time is far past. It's fourth down, fourth quarter, goal to go. We got to make a stand, folks. Yeah, you know. Yes, go ahead. You bet. Jump in, Rachel.
It's funny you say that because somebody told me, a very anointed sister, she said, we're past the warning stage. I've been so frustrated, but if I can say one message to everyone, if you want to get into the kingdom of heaven, listen carefully. You need to look at everything that happened to you from grade school, from kindergarten. When you stood there and you took the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, we took an allegiance to the flag in the United States of America, okay? And there's nothing united about it. Liberty and justice under God. Well, what God? So God gave me a revelation and I started making art. So you take every word, it doesn't matter, vaccine, define the word, go to Dictionary 1828 and start looking up the word vote, look up publican, look up Republican, look up democracy, every word. If you live for the letter, you die for the letter. The law of the land. What is it? What's the foundation? So who are the players in this war game? You got your four-star general, your Operation Warp Speed, okay? You have to take every word and start to define it. And when I started to define, by the way, real quick, I struggled with addiction in the past. And in nursing school, I was taking the Adderall, the stimulants, okay? And I ended up spending days, and I would binge and read for days. And the things that I uncovered just blew my mind. I was hooked. I couldn't get enough of it. Because once you go down the rabbit hole, if you search for truth, and what God showed me is this. This, the generation, like of the elder people that are in the nursing home, I had to get away from them because nothing I said mattered. They were done. They're already sold out, marked for death. They wanted their vaccines. They wanted their pills. And they wanted to be diagnosed. And they wanted to be a part of that. So basically, God turned them over to it. And if he said he's going to send plague on you, for example, like it says in the Bible, maybe it's your time to go and you're marked for death. Or my grandma's dying of COVID. Well, I thought to myself, well, that's just what it is. But people are running around in fear and they don't know who the enemy is. So you have to be equipped for the battle. So you have to take every word, vaccine, and define it. What is a vaccine? Well, what is true? What is false? A fact checker. Okay, a fact checker. Well, what is, you know, so everything, the foundation of truth goes back to God. And what God showed me is the reason why my cousin couldn't understand what I was saying to her about don't vaccinate your girls. She couldn't hear. She can never hear. It's because she doesn't know God, and God is the spirit of truth. So basically, if they don't have a relationship with God, they're blind and they're deaf, and it's too late, sadly, for many of them. But you have to forensically examine everything, the people and the words that they speak, and run it through the lens of God. So what is a vaccine and what's in it? So the blood, basically, if you consume the blood of another human, that's cannibalism. Okay, so the albumin, the blood from another human, that's cannibalism, all right? But also it's bestiality if you can, consume the blood and mix your sex with cow and monkey and everything that Leviticus says, don't defile your temple. So this vaccine science is basically technological sorcery. It sounds fancy and recombinant and adjuvant. They don't even know what they're saying. What does recombination mean? Recombine human with animal DNA that is defiling the temple. The Holy Spirit lives inside us. So when you put that stuff in you, you put an idol in the holy place. Your DNA is the sacred code. So then I started to unravel. I said, ATCG, the nucleic acid sequence. I said, everything they taught us is a lie. And all these teachers lie, right? So then what is true? What's the foundation? You can only serve one master. It's either God or the idols.
Amen. Amen. And so, you know, if God made you wrong, folks, then by all means, help God along by putting stuff in your body that doesn't belong there. But God didn't make any mistakes. You're perfect in his eyes. Whether you're born blind or born with an extra chromosome and become Down syndrome, as they call them, it's an up syndrome. You're still unique. You have still unique qualities, and God loves you, period. You don't need to have all these recombinant nasties put in your body. They don't belong there. They don't belong there. You either trust God or you trust man. Rachel, yeah, you posted there's a breaking report of several UPS pilots. Tell us about it. What's happening? Political captives in Shanghai, China?
This will not be heard in the mainstream news. The person who reported this to me is going to remain anonymous and was shown a cell phone picture by a pilot in passing about yesterday, the day before. The picture, I'm going to try to get that picture, is pilots that went to Shanghai and they were quarantined, UPS pilots, and they're being held over there captive. And I don't know, I'm not sure how long they've been there, but somebody's missing a husband or whatever, and UPS is doing nothing about it. So they're political prisoners and they're being held. And, you know, it's stupid though. It's really stupid.
Oh, I mean, they might have a common cold. They might have sniffles. They might have a sore throat. They might have a fever.
Oh yeah. You know. Here's the other thing I always ask. Well, they're like, oh, so-and-so has COVID. Okay. Well, did they get a vaccine? When was their last vaccination? All right. I always ask that. And then you brought up a good point that if they have sex or something, they could, you know, get viral transfer or whatever. But then, you know, the 5G pilots are around a lot of radiation. Okay. But they get flu shots. That I know that these group of people get their flu shots. So something happened and they're stuck over there. But again, it's all a big fraud. And like I said, if God is going to send plague and curses on people, like he says in the Bible that he will do, why are people still running around afraid? If God has you marked for death, then that's it. If your grandmother's dying of COVID, I understand, but maybe it's their time to go. And that's the bottom line. A mask will not save you.
It will not. And folks, I interviewed Catherine Horton, Dr. Catherine Horton, who, by the way, is, in my opinion, she is brilliant. I love talking with her. Enjoy chatting with Rachel. Dr. Horton has an incredibly high IQ. Not that you don't, Rachel, because you do. But she's a quantum particle physicist, for heaven's sakes. And my goodness, to talk, she was over my head, and that's pretty high. I'm 6'7", and getting over my head, it takes quite a bit to do it. But she set me straight on a number of things. She says, Dr. Ott, you know, the nanobots are going to be not so much in this upcoming vaccine. The danger is in the mRNA structures. The vaccines, the flu vaccines, they've been putting nanobots in them since at least 2012. Now, you know, Carl Schwartz, you introduced him, I understand, to Rachel, and his testimony is just that. He left Georgia. He left his Tanaka a nanotech group, moved to Czechoslovakia, to Prague, because he refused to buckle under the government demands that he manufacture bio nanobots to go into some unknown vaccine. This was in 2012. It validates exactly what Dr. Horton told me on the interview. Now, here's what she says, and so incredibly important to follow. The the science of radiation, she said, 5G is not, she says, I can't overemphasize it. This is not a 3G or a 4G type of Wi-Fi carrier wave. It's totally different animal. It's a 60 gigahertz wave. She explained all the technicalities of it. She says that this particular wave will excite the sweat glands of the body, and thus the radiation will alter your blood. And I said, in what way? She says, well, primarily, it affects the ability of the blood to process minerals into other coenzyme factors. I said, you mean through the Krebs cycle? She says, absolutely. The Krebs cycle. How do you know about the Krebs cycle? I said, you're talking to a naturopath trained by Dr. Linus Pauling. Oh, my goodness, she says. You were trained by Dr. Pauling. Yes, I was. Oh, well, Johann Krebs, the Krebs cycle, shows that part of the minerals that come into the body, the Krebs cycle uses them to produce a plethora of vitamins. In fact, vitamin is an acronym put together from two words called vital minerals. If the vital minerals are present, the cell itself can produce, through the Krebs cycle in the mitochondrial inner part of the cell, a plethora of vitamins, including niacin, which is vitamin B1. Now get this. Vitamin B1 deficiency at the cell level, either it's blocked because it's not producing it, vis-a-vis the 5G radiation, or the vitamin B1 that's produced and the body breaks down through the food you eat is not assimilated into the cell. For whatever reason, a vitamin B1 deficiency is called in the naturopathic worldview, in my books, I pulled up my textbooks, beriberi, B-E-R-I-B-E-R-I, beriberi is vitamin B1 deficiency at the cellular level. And lo and behold, what are the symptoms of beriberi? Low-grade fever, lethargy, loss of taste and smell, and more importantly, shortness of breath. You can't catch your breath. Does that sound familiar? Is that not what COVID symptoms are? Oh, doc, I'm really feeling lousy. I can't catch my breath. And I can't smell my wife's perfume. I can't taste anything. Oh, my God, you must have a virus. No, you might have a vitamin B1 deficiency caused by a reaction in your cellular DNA to an outside stimulus called 5G. Is that so hard to understand, folks? That explains what happened to Princess Cruise Line. They installed 5G in every cabin powerfully, and a lot of people got sick. Oh, it's a viral outbreak. Oh, my God, we got to isolate and quarantine all these Princess Cruise Line and put these people that test positive in with people that are negative. And nobody caught anything. Nobody caught anything at all. If you had a predisposition to it because of some alcoholic binges you were on, or maybe your level of sweets and sugar in your body, or whatever, when you hit the 5G, it's just like the camel, the little extra straw broke its back, and you started having beriberi symptoms. Well, hello? Why is this not talked about in the media? Hey, because, it's the terrain theory, not the germ theory. It's underlying nutritional problems that causes these symptoms. Now, Rachel, forensic nurse, this is what we're all about, naturopathy, looking at the Zoob's Law, if you will. The simplest explanation is usually the one that's right. Come on, it's so easy. And so they trot out this crazy little polymerase chain reaction test, which, again, if you're under stress from a 5G and you're causing beriberi, beriberi symptoms of niacin synthesis being broken down, your body is naturally going to produce messenger RNA to go around. These are the messengers, like the battlefield messengers, carriers, to the cells to marshal your white blood cells, to marshal your antibodies to be formed. This is how the body reacts. A coronavirus and an exosome that's generated by this is one and the same thing, according to Dr. Hillbreath. in 1984. He discovered all this. See, we're demonizing a coronavirus that in a very real sense is being produced at the cell to battle a problem inside the cell, which is a chronic vitamin deficiency. And in my naturopathic manual, Rachel, untreated beriberi can rapidly progress to death from hypoxia. Hypoxia is simply, you know, shortness of breath is translated to your blood oxygen level dropping. And lo and behold, that's what's killing so many people in these hospital intensive care units, right? Low hypoxia.
Else?
Yes.
I found another thing, a simple thing that doctors were never trained. A real doctor will take a drop of blood and look under the microscope, okay? You can see parasites, but you can also see characteristics of the blood cells sticking together. When they stick together, that is also because it's magnetized from the electromagnetic radiation. Now, I have a client in the Carolinas who was having symptoms from the smart meter. And within an hour of getting that meter taken off, I actually wrote the letter and the doctor signed it, by the way, to them, and they took it off. That all of her symptoms went away, dizziness and all this stuff, that those smart meters, they're turning up the amperage, they're pulsing frequencies. And if you have got the vaccine also on top of it, the nanotechnology, self-replicating polymer fibers like Morgellons are activated and stimulated inside the body by the electromagnetic radiation. So these basically it like replicates inside you. And so this other thing I found was the corona effect shall refer to the accelerated growth pattern of neuronal cells electrically potentiated by waveform. So in my letter to the Carolina energy people, I said, you have a triangular waveform generator. And I looked up the patent for their little device, and they can fit these things with any type of components to make them pulse. I can hear humming in my appliances. Okay, so your blood cells stick together. You have hypoxia, the inability to bind oxygen on top of the excess calcium that's floating around from the Wi-Fi alone. And I tell everyone, shut your Wi-Fi off at night, because this is exacerbation from the environment and whatever nanotechnology they're spraying by the air, because they are, and it's in the water. And then you have the radiation, which, by the way, is on top of hospitals, on top of buildings, everywhere.
It is. Well said. That's why we have you on the air tonight. You add so much to the discussion. Folks, it's a simple equation, really it is. And even though it's beriberi, in my opinion, that explains. I mean, I read the symptoms of beriberi being the exact symptoms of COVID. And a vitamin B1 niacin shot may, you know, just even taking a supplement can really, really help that. I believe that. I can. If I say that, I'm proposing a cure, and I won't be arrested by doing that. But folks, it's so simple to look at it, and yet, as the Johns Hopkins said, as Burdock said so well, yeah, this has been censored off the air. This Johns Hopkins, the real Johns Hopkins, not the Bloomberg School at Johns Hopkins. This is the real guys. And they found that there is still no excess mortality in the seniors, even with all this problem.
See, look at Dr. Timothy Cunningham, the CDC scientist, a young, handsome black man, 2018, exposed. He put a thing about the flu shot and exposed it was killing people. He turned up in Georgia, floating in a river, dead. And he worked for the CDC. So again, who are the people? Who are the enemy? Who is their master? Who is their allegiance to? You got a 6-star general. You're voting for a warlord, Operation Warp Speed. Okay, they're going to wage war on you. This is global governments against the people, evil servants of Satan. So they've been killing holistic practitioners, and they scrub it off the internet. If you want to learn to investigate, I'm happy to help people reverse disease naturally and get to the root of things. But I should do a class just on investigations, because the things that I have uncovered, I mean, it's powerful. You got to know how to search and know what you're searching for.
And you have to have the very basic definitions. Let's just give this to our listeners once again, Rachel, if we could. A virus, by definition, folks, is messenger RNA strand or a single strand surrounded by proteins. That's what a virus is. Now, question. What messenger RNA? Where's it coming from? From some bat in Wuhan? No, that's not. That's foreign to you. Your body can't assimilate that. You cannot catch that any more than you can catch an HIV virus from somebody who's infected with HIV or rabies or West Nile virus. It's simply not transmissible. A coronavirus is produced by your own cells because it's your very own messenger RNA. That's what produces it. The polymerase is an enzyme in your body that produces coronaviruses at the cell level. Again, for what purpose? To be messengers to your very own DNA, your own DNA. You see the 180 degrees backwardness of this, folks? Polymerase chain reaction. We're testing to see how many viruses your body's producing on your genome. This is why it's not blood that you're testing. It's your DNA from your nose and your saliva. And the machine detects by the amplification rate how many coronaviruses / also called exosomes the body's producing. And if you have a certain threshold, you're positive. You're a sicko. Get quarantined. Bingo. No, it's not because of that. It's because you're toxic in some way, in some form. Either you're emotionally distraught over something, or you're afraid, or you know what, folks? You know, you might have a diet that just absolutely sucks, loaded with synthetics, with sugar, with alcohol, with tobacco. I mean, come on. And by all means, if you got your flu shot, like Rachel said earlier, what's in that flu shot? You know, nasty toxins, viruses that are not yours. They're being put in there attenuated. They're especially the quadrivalent. You got four different strains of some foreign, nasty pig, swine, bovine, whatever nonsense that's recombined together. Shoot that into your body, and you better believe your coronavirus is going to be produced to cleanse the body of the toxins that are shot into your body.
It's a delusion that is so many layers to it that it all goes back to, again, if you don't have a relationship with God and the Spirit of Truth, you are not going to be able to discern this war game. This war game has been going on for a very long time. And some people will say, well, why? I said, because there's evil in the world. Well, what do they want to do? Well, they want to kill, steal, and destroy. What? Everything that is holy and true. So the light and the darkness, the good and the evil, servants of Satan or the servants of God. Okay, so the Spirit of Truth. Now, the other thing I wanted to say real quick was about every vaccine that we have gotten from childhood, I believe it cuts us off from the Holy Spirit, just even that slight bit, and it mutates and the effects come out later. Our ability to think, our ability to connect. Remember the fundamental Christians, they engineered a vaccine to turn off the part of the brain that lights up with prayer and God. So in this vaccine thing with the COVID shot, there was a report that the guy said, I can't feel God anymore. Okay. Well, when you inject disease, that's what happens. You have disease. Well, we're going to prevent disease. They can't even think straight. They're getting a vaccine and the pharmacist comes with a shield and a mask and they're all terrified of getting sick, right? Because they're afraid to die. But then they go line up for their poison shot. It has all the defiling things that Leviticus talked about. The blood of animals and God burned Sodom and Gomorrah down because they were defiling themselves with homosexuality and doing things with animals, bestiality, and he burned it down. And so if you consume the blood of an animal, or a mouse, and you mix it with your sex, your newborn baby, and you inject that in there, you don't think that's going to defile the holy temple? The holy temple is corrupted. So that's an idol in the holy place. And it continues because these people's minds, they're done. They're marked for death, in my opinion. It's too late for most of them. So if you want to get into the kingdom of God, he says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. And every step I take, I mean, I left nursing. I just walked out of the clinic one day. I said, I canceled all my patients. And I said, all of these things, I thought I was giving vitamin B12 and vitamin C. I said, all of it was GMO. The B12 I found was made from biosolids, and it has hamster ovary cell culture right from the chemical company's website, Sigma Aldrich, the red powder that looks just like adrenochrome. And I said, if I inject this into their blood, and God says the life is in the blood, that we were supposed to drain the blood out of the animals. And Leviticus says, do not consume the blood because the life is in it. So when you consume the blood of a cow or another human, you are defiling your temple. That's cannibalism. You're consuming the flesh of aborted babies. And the land is defiled, okay, the abortion. So now the shots, the COVID shot or whatever's in it, the luciferase, you can go to PubChem and look up the word Lucifer, and it's Lucifer yellow, and it gets inside your DNA, and it glows, basically. Like, they take those monkeys and they make them glow, the luciferase enzyme. But that's a mark. Your DNA is marked in the holy place. How did it get there?
Yep. Great, great job. And you're absolutely right on point. Let me tell you about an interview I had, again, about a decade ago, back in about 2010, with a pastor named Ruz Dizdar, who did an incredible book on the awakening of the super soldiers, the satanic super soldier horde. He's got basically a deliverance ministry, Pastor Dizdar, and it was a great interview. I'll never forget what he said about an interview he had with one of his arch nemesis. He was basically this powerful man in Chicago, the synagogue of Satan itself. The satanic covens are grouped into groups of 13 folks, and they're very real, very powerful. Again, Russ Dizdar wrote a great book on it, The Awakening of the Satanic Super Soldiers. But here's what this satanic high priest declared as to why that Dizdar and other people's work could never stop this movement, the satanic movement. He says, we are so ingrained. He says, every Saturday night at midnight, we receive all of the aborted fetuses from Planned Parenthood abortions that are put onto one, and we have a very dark satanic black mass at midnight and consecrate the blood of the fetuses and the fetal material for use in the satanic sacrament that goes into the vaccinations. Now, Russ Dizdar is not an anti-vaccine guy, but he was after this. He said, oh my goodness, he sees that it's a black mass satanic sacrament. Now, when you start talking about this to the average Joe on the street, boy, they go right and hide it like, you are crazy as a loon. You believe there's Satanism in this world? I mean, come on. And I saw a friend, when I told him that you were coming on the show, they sent me this link to this. This guy takes you apart, and I sent you an email. I call him Helladay because he's in Eugene, Oregon. We've outed him before as part of a satanic group there in Eugene. To have him come out and attack you is a badge of honor to me, Rachel. Just want you to know that.
Yeah. Well, what happened to you and your website, I want to bring up a quick point. My cell phone, all of our cell phones, track and trace, they've taken over our cell phone. When I was speaking into my text message thing to message someone with the voice, it typed something and it said, hi, L. I was recently exposed to someone that was tested positive and blah, blah, blah. And those were not my words. It literally started inputting stuff to like set me up, basically. And I said that I didn't type that. So all of our phones have been taken over. All of basically Satan is the prince of the air. So the internet belongs to the enemy. The ICANN, all the algorithms, all the websites, everything that you put in is tracked and flagged. So they can basically block your URL, take down your entire website if you're on WordPress. So I actually went and had my website taken off WordPress and hand-coded for this exact reason, because what happened to Dr. Truat, they took his site down because he was exposing the enemy. And my web developer told me my site would have been next. And when he came to me, I was compelled to move quickly because they would have taken, YouTube's been taking my stuff down. So the enemy like you said, a badge of honor. There's propaganda puppets. George Soros will pay people to do smear campaigns on you or whoever, right?
Yep, exactly. What's going on? I'm telling you. In the few minutes we have left, I just want to, again, go back full circle to that movie, I Am Legend, with Will Smith. And I brought it up and listened to it again. I got to tell you, Rachel, after interviewing the fellow at that whistleblowed about what was going on in Fort Detrick and the Bacilli Vampirus, I was shook up by that, because I'm thinking, again, putting the pieces together with the Agenda 2021, the Operation Lockstep, and all this about depopulation genocide, I'm just thinking, why are they even thinking this? What's in their mindset to think that they can kill billions of people and make it look like an act of nature, basically? And so I'm sitting here.
I'll tell you why.
Yeah, I'm having. Go ahead.
Go ahead. The Georgia Guidestones tell you, and God says that if there's any pillar of stone, like an idol like that, you're supposed to tear it down. And because they stand in the land, they made their declaration telling us that they were going to reduce the population. And nobody, I said, how come nobody's torn down the Georgia Guidestones? They tell you. The devil will tell, the devil's in the details. Just remember that. So if you go to HHS and you read about bio warfare and they're going to keep us safe from anthrax, I said, wait a minute. These are the very people that have this stuff and they're playing with it in the lab. Oh, and real quick, when the COVID thing popped off in Houston, Texas, there was a big pipe that burst. I said, they did that on purpose. And there's that graphics bioweapon lab that plays with Ebola and all that stuff. And those babies born from 2012 with little heads, the microcephaly, so the Zika and all this stuff, they've been poisoning people and they've been spraying it by air. And if you don't believe it, you better go to geoengineeringwatch.org, because this is old news.
Yeah, well said. So I'm sitting here trying to put these pieces together. This is 2004, 2005. And I'm having this recurring nightmare where I wake up early in the morning, just literally in a cold sweat, because I'm seeing people that I know in my neighborhood come against me to break into my house, and they're pale, and they're just not human, and I have to protect myself, and it comes a matter of morality. Do I shoot and kill somebody or let them take my property? And in my dream, I'd wake up, because I'd have to the point I'm going to pull the trigger and kill somebody, and I wake up, oh my goodness, can I do this? And I just kept having the thought, you can do this because they're no longer human. You can't look at them as your neighbors anymore. They are now animals. They're like rabid wolves, okay? You have to do like Old Yeller. You know, you had to protect Old Yeller and kill the wolves. And I kept having this, I must have had this dream 5, 6, 7 times. And then I take my sweetheart to the movie night, and we go and sit down and watch I Am Legend. And I started hyperventilating when I got to that, and that movie came out. I says, this is my nightmare. What is going on with this? So when this COVID thing now is got my mind going back to what I've seen before and preparing through my radio show network of broadcasting for 25 plus years and all of the many thousands of interviews I've done, it comes back to this one point. Wow, wait a minute, is this real? It goes, there's like 3 minutes in that movie, I Am Legend, that is so, it's deja vu, folks. It's predictive programming. The Will Smith character, this Neville, Barbara Neville is his wife. He's now a major, right, in the military. He's ordered to leave by helicopter, to put his wife and daughter on the helicopter, get him out. So they have to go through these checkpoints. And what is going on? Here's these camouflaged military people. They're military police, right? They're armed with an iris scanner that scans your eyes to tell if you're positive of the pathogen, the bacteria, whatever it is, right? So they scan you, beep, beep, and it comes either a red, okay, or a red is negative, green is go. They scan Will Smith and his daughter, who's carrying his daughter, and he has their little dog with him, right, the little puppy, and they scan, they're beeped, okay, but the mom comes in and she's bam, negative, can't come. And he immediately, Will Smith says, stop. And then they lock and load their guns to shoot him because it's breaking protocol. They won't let her pass. And he says, we order you to test him again. Scan her again. He says, scan her again. And so they take some deep breaths and says, okay, scan her one more time. They scan her and the beeper goes off green. She can go. Don't you see, folks, this is exactly what's going on with the PCR testing. These false negatives and false positives, it's all again. And here's all these people in masks doing this. It's, if that isn't predictive programming, I don't know what is. And for what purpose? It's about a vaccine that causes people to become basically undead zombies. It was this book, I Am Legend, that spawned the entire zombie apocalypse chain of screenplays. Every single one of them, from the Night of the Living Dead to the AMC classics, you know what? It's all about that, and it comes back to that one core thing, the bacilli vampirus, this nasty vaccine that these miscreants at Fort Detrick had uncovered and utilized and dissected to make it go into Scion, the absolute prions that can cause your whole body to become absolutely superhuman in its quest for bloodlust. And, you know, Rachel, you said it very best. It's anti-God to have you go and seek the blood of others to satiate you. That's the ultimate demonic possession. And I fear that this is exactly what it's all about. This vaccine is poised to do just exactly what I Am Legend puts out in the book. I mean, that's my message tonight. Go ahead.
I think, 2 Thessalonians, where God says, for those who refuse to believe the truth and be saved, I will send a powerful delusion and they will believe the lie. Let me tell you something. People, get it. You got to get on the rock and you better get on the word of God, because when God sends a delusion, and it could be this, that basically they're marked for death because they're dumb enough to believe it and they're dumb enough to go along with the agenda, they're going to get killed off because that's God's will, because they can't discern the right from wrong. So they're believing the delusion from TV and Kobe Bryant and his helicopter crash. There was a cartoon 10 years prior that showed him dying in a car crash, or a helicopter crash, 9/11, The Simpsons, and these little shows. Satan likes to basically tell you what he's going to do in a movie. I'm like, oh, it's just fiction. The CIA and Hollywood have been collaborating together to wage war on the people. All of the governments are waging war on the people. And you keep voting and you keep paying taxes, and you voted for a 6-star general, which is a warlord, and the secret provision. So guess what? It's a war game on us. So again, got to get on the rock, because the delusion is strong and they're all buying into it. They're all failing.
Yes, we need to somehow lift this curse. And my prayer, I've been screaming this prayer, and the answer that I get in my soul is, you know what? Let the threshing happen. It's ordained to happen. There are people that's going to be lost. You can't do anything about them. They are under the curse. You've got to just reach out to those who have, who are semi-awake and get the pieces together and save them. That's all that we can hope to do, Rachel, really. And so we do that. So we do the radio show. We have our Goldwater friends. We have Philip and Major Burdock and others, Jim Watkins and others, great pioneers and great truth tellers. Guys, I want you just to weigh in as we close up the show. What do you like to just bring to the, as a benediction of this whole 2 hours tonight? Philip, go ahead.
Sure,
I'm
sorry. The point is that there's just too many of us. There's way too many of us. You're going to have to not just censor us. You can go in and do some cancel culture, but they're going to have to cancel us. Sure, they're going to have to cancel us. because we will find a way. I mean, if they start, if you start going in and blocking the way that they blocked one of our networks, when I say our, I mean Anon's networks, 8chan, and we're going to come back with something else. And if you do that, we're going to come back with something else. If you block IPv4 traffic on the internet, we will come back with something else. And it's not going to be good for anyone, especially for law enforcement. You will drive people underground, but you're talking about half the population of the world, half the population of the people. Actually, everybody that I talk to regarding social credit scoring and cancel culture and censorship, not one of them, even Democrats, people that are just, step in line and they're the first to get that vaccine. Every single one of them that I talk to, if they've got a head on their shoulders, will agree that they don't want that done to them. So, yeah, way too many people. We're looking at war. We really are. And how it's going to manifest itself, I think we're already in one. It's just we're not hearing the reports of gunfire. But, this is something that's incredibly troublesome for me, with having talked to you all these years, being on this show all these years. This is exactly what we were fearing. And hopefully we'll prevail. And if we don't, we'll still fight. And we will fight for truth and honor and God and family and justice. So that's what I've got to say.
Well, well said, Major. You are a hero. And we just dedicate what we can to the memory of Alex, our friend. I wish he was here to weigh in on this. I'm sure he'll be all over this. Like the warrior he is and continues to be.
Absolutely.
You.
God bless Alex Studer. He was a pioneer on your show about this. A true pioneer, and he was doing it for good. He was doing it not for himself. He was doing it for good. God bless mm-hmm. Alex Studer.
Absolutely. And Philip, thank you again for from the hills of Tennessee to where you're on the Philippine Islands.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Here's
hoping that that I don't have to become one of the, I heard this creepy term, antibody elite. where you won't be able to travel, and do you have your certificate of virus identification? Do you have your COVID papers? So yeah, fingers crossed it doesn't come to that.
Oh my goodness. Thanks, guys. Thank you so much, Rachel Seller. TheForensicNurse.org. Check out our website, ladies and gentlemen. Get to know Rachel. You'll be so far ahead if you do. Thank you so much. God bless you, Rachel. Thanks for being our guest tonight. We'll be back next week. Be well. Be safe.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Revolution.